Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing today? Happy October 1st. We have entered a new month. We are, I feel like, officially going deeper into fall now. So, you know, now everyone's ready for the spooky season. The spooky season is officially here. We are in October. I hope you guys are prepared for the month. I hope you are prepared for all the goodness that's to come. I hope you have your goals ready, or at least some idea of some goals or things you want to accomplish, and I hope you're ready to receive all the goodness that is to come your way. But again, how are you guys doing? I hope you are doing well this first of the month. I hope that today is going well and that your weekend is going well also, and that you are taking time for yourself to prepare for the month and just to chill and relax and to hone in to whatever it is that you need to take, that you need to have a successful week, and that you just need for yourself in general, no matter what that is. I am just in disbelief that we are going through this year so quick. Like, I swear we're blinking and the months are going by. Like, no one blink, because we are definitely going to be in 2024 if you do. Like, again, of course, I love Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday. I hate the winter, but I love Christmas. So it's like, I kind of wanted to hurry up a little bit quicker so we could get to Christmas, but at the same time I'm like, slow it down. I'm not prepared. Like, my birthday is also in January. I will be 29, so it's like, I'm not sure if I'm prepared to be 29 either. So it's like, slow it down. I need time to slow down. I swear, I like wake up at 7 a.m. I blink, it's the next day. Like, time is just going by way too fast. So I just need time to slow down, but I hope you guys are doing well, and that if time seems to be going by fast for you, I hope that you're just grasping onto life as much as you can, and you're just enjoying life as much as you can, and you're taking every opportunity to enjoy life with others as well as with yourself, because taking that time for yourself is important, and that you're not spending too much time dwelling, you know, on things and gluing your eyes to the internet so much. Like, I need to take my eyes away from the internet. But, you know, I hope you are just taking this time to enjoy life and to enjoy each season and each moment in your life. But speaking of the internet, so let me tell you, I feel like I've talked about this before, probably have, but being on social media literally is no joke. And for me, I'm still very much a beginner. It doesn't matter how many years I've started, like, since I've had my blog, which I've had my blog for 5 years, but in general, overall, I'm still very new. Though 5 years is a lot, it's still very new, especially when you come to like being a social media content creator, influencer, whatever. I'm still very fresh. I'm a baby creator, if you want to say a baby creator. I'm not really in there, and I haven't been, you know, consistently. Like, if you follow me on my Instagram, you're probably like, where are you at? I'm coming, I swear. I swear, literally, like I've said in like every podcast episode, it's going on, a lot's going on mentally. So, but I'm not giving up on it. I'm away right now for a moment, but I'm not giving up on it. But yeah, being on social media, it's a lot, because people are a lot. And of course, when you're on social media, you put yourself out there, obviously, for like millions of people to see you and judge you and whatever else. You know, because you put yourself out there in the public, so obviously the public is going to see. But at the same time, it's like, I think some people take that a little, you know, they do a lot, right? And what made me think about this is because someone who I follow on TikTok, I love her, she talks a lot about body positivity, and she's been making a lot of posts about it, and about you know, size inclusivity in stores, or lack thereof in these stores and everything. And people, of course, are ruthless because of all the fat phobia and everything, and making terrible comments. And I won't repeat one comment that she said someone made, because it's literally awful. It went from like fat phobia homophobia into racism, and that's crazy, right? That's like, so you decide to go from fat phobia to racism. It's crazy, right? And so I don't know, it just immediately made me think, like, are we okay as a society? Like, are we okay as a society? Like, hello, check one, check two. Like, are we good? Is everything okay? Is everything okay in the home? Like, are you okay? Do you need to see a therapist? Like, what's going on here? Because you see all the time, people love to say, like, you know, you put yourself out there, so obviously people are gonna do this and say that, whatever. And yes, you can't control what people say, what people do, or whatever is out there, you know? You just have to put yourself out there and just pray it reaches the right side of, you know, whatever social media platform you're on. And I get it. And luckily, because I am still a baby creator and that I'm not really like out there like that still, you know, I haven't really gotten any mean comments or anything like on my social media posts. And I know, I'm very well aware that the more I post and the more I do get out there, it, you know, not trying to bring that for myself, but I'm saying it's still a possibility that the wrong people can see it. And it possibly could get crazy, because I am a plus size girl and fat phobia is, you know, again, real. And I have already seen a little bit of that with a video that I posted on Instagram a while ago that went a little, I won't say viral, but definitely it got out there a little bit. That I did to a song. And, you know, there are some people on there, of course, doing the whole usual pretend I'm a doctor, pretend I care, you know, thing with the comments. And so it's like, I received a little bit of that. So, you know, I get it. But it's like, at the same time, I feel as if, and listen, this is the Black Princess Diaries podcast. I am speaking, you know, my thoughts. So here we go. But I feel like people have too much of a, I think they take freedom of speech a little, you know, they do too much with freedom of speech. I'm just gonna say people do too much with freedom of speech, and I will just leave it there, because if I go too further, my thoughts get crazy. But I think people do a little bit too much with the concept of freedom of speech, right? So obviously you post on social media, you know, you can't help where your post lands, and you can't help once that post lands in, you know, let's say a person with a crappy personality, once that post lands in that person's, you know, lap, you can't prevent them from commenting or whatever. The only way to do that is to be private. Now, this is how you make your money. You're a content creator. This is what you do. Obviously, you're not going to have your posts on private, right? So, you know, they land there, and then of course they're going to comment, because that's what a person with a crappy personality does. You can't stop that. And yes, you very much so have the freedom to comment, but why would you, right? Why would you want to make so many rude and very unnecessary comments for what? Because you have the freedom of speech to do so? Like, are you okay? You know what I mean? Like, are you okay? Is everything good with you? Obviously not. I know the answer is no. But still, it's like, as a society, are we okay? There are so many people who choose to unnecessarily make so many rude and unnecessary comments just because someone can even just do something that's not even bad, but they just don't like it. Next thing you know, they're like commenting on every single post, something rude, something mean, very unnecessary. And you want to say, like, these are just children doing this, little kids, you know, having their fun, whatever. But no, these are grown adults doing this too. And I'm really questioning if it's really more adults than kids, because it really makes me wonder. And that's, again, why I have to say, are we okay as a society? Like, where, you know, where are your actual morals? Where is your compassion? Where is the whole, if I don't like it, I will just keep scrolling? Where is that? I don't know where that is. That's why I'm like, are we okay as a society? And also, y'all need to, you know, reel it in with the whole I have freedom of speech thing, because you're doing too much with your freedom of speech. You think it wouldn't be possible to do too much with your freedom of speech? People do too much every single day. As someone who is sadly admitting, chronically online quite a lot these days. And also someone who posts chronically online as a content creator, I see it all the time when I see other people's comments of bigger creators, not even just bigger creators who are like super big, but you know, who have posts that get traction and everything. People do it because they love to see people upset. People make comments because they want to be popular. They want those likes. People do it just because they're crappy people. And it literally makes no sense. And it's like, I have to say, if the internet went away today, at first I'd be distraught. I can't lie. But at the end of the day, I will be okay, because some of you need to come back to grasp reality. Some of you need to talk to somebody instead of being online. It's crazy. And I think that society, we need to get it together. Get it together. Like, I don't know what you need to do personally to get it together, but as a society, we need to get it together and realize that this stuff is unnecessary. It's crazy. And then on the flip side, you know, when you hear something happen to someone, obviously I won't get too graphic with what I mean, but when you hear something happen to someone, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Oh my goodness. No, that happened. What? And it's like, well, what do you expect? You know what I mean? So again, I ask, are we okay as a society? Are we okay as a society? And I answer no. Some of you are not okay. Some people in this world are clearly not okay. And we need to get it together. Get it together, please. Please. We are going into a new year soon. We are starting a new month today. Get it together. Make each and every single day your goal to be better. We all could work on being better, including myself. Obviously, I'm not perfect at all. But we all together as a society need to get it together. We need to be better. And we need to stop taking freedom of speech so, you know, release the grasp, because freedom of speech does not mean that you cannot have consequences for your speech. Say what you want, but at the end of the day, whatever consequence comes after what you say, no matter what that will be on you and your hands. And that is all I will say. But that is all for today, you guys. Again, happy October 1st. I hope you guys, again, are ready for all the goodness that has to come this month. Remember to be better each and every single day, to stand up against bullying if you see it, if you can. I know some people just don't want to get in it because, again, it's not your responsibility, but if you feel inclined to do so and you see that people are literally being harsh, at least leave a nice comment against all of the rude comments that social media creators and influencers get, because yes, this is their job. They put themselves out there online, but at the end of the day, that does not mean that they should be warranted with 1,000 and more unnecessary rude mean comments. It's crazy. But yes, remember to always be a better person, to accept all the goodness that is coming your way this month, and I will talk to you all next time.
Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.